Okay, I'm here with Luke Podmore, women's head coach, and Fran Davis, wonder defender. So we won 3-0, but it was another tough game that could have easily been a lot closer than three.
Yeah, we always know what Westersby are going to be. You know, they're quite feisty. You know, they pressed us quite high, and they came, obviously. I think the last two results have been a 5-0 and a 3-0, so maybe they thought they were going to get a little bit closer to us again today. But, I mean, it was close to the scoreline, but, I mean, in the first half, we could have maybe put a few more chances away, one off the bar, one off the line. You know, we had a few really... really good chances, but yeah, I was really happy. Getting a clean sheet is my main aim, and you know, to get three goals as well was great.
Yeah, I suppose it's your main aim as well, getting a clean sheet there, Fran. But they did hit the bar a couple of times, but they didn't really seem to threaten. You seem to keep everything mopped up at the back.
Yeah, I'd say so. Like, obviously, like you mentioned, there was times when they'd hit the bar and stuff, but they are good players. You do need to give them credit where credit's due, but we did work really well as defensive back three, and I think it worked. And then slotting into a back four was just really good for us to hold that clean sheet.
Yeah, I think the times that they did hit the bar, they were coming in from the wide, so they couldn't come through the middle and get us because the defence was holding up. So that must make you quite happy, and you as well, Luke?
Yeah, definitely. We always help to sort of defend the sort of central areas of the pitch, because for me they're the key areas, and you know, if someone can cross it and hit the bar, it's not massively dangerous. I think that gives them a little bit more than what they deserve. But I think we always set up to defend the middle of the goal, and yeah, we're solid as ever.
So we're still waiting for your first goal this year.
I know.
You keep going forward. You have had a few headers, but I think you need to be watching what Abby was doing today. That was a bullet, that one.
Definitely. Might have to give us guys to give me some lessons.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So we're moving on and upwards now. Another cup win and another nice day out.
Yeah, cup final again. So I said to the girls at the start of the year, you know, our target was to, you know, I thought we could retain this trophy. You know, with the teams that are in it and the way that we're playing, I think, you know, it'd be silly not to go for this one. So you know, one of our targets is to retain this cup. And as I said to them before the game, you know, to retain a cup takes you to a different level. Really, it makes you, you know, you can win it once, and anyone can probably win something once in a 90-minute game. But to go in and win it the next year and really cement yourself as sort of the champions of Manchester is what we want to do.
Yeah, I think people are after you once you've won it. If you're holders, it always puts a nice feather in their cap if they can knock you off your perch.
Also, it's the same as the men's. You know, they're into the final now, so it's quite nice in the way that we've both made it to the final again. And can we both do it? I think we can.
Yeah, we could make it a double 2 years on
the spot.
But
the one.
Hopefully, the women can still get their own cup double as well, because we're still in the semi of the other one, I think it is, or the quarter.
We're in the quarters, yes. Yeah, so next week, Maysvale Bootle away. Our old friends from last year.
It's going to be
a tough game.
Payback there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what we're going for, and you know, we're going to prepare better. We're a completely different side now than what we were last year. You know, it'll be great to see how far we've come when we can play them next week.
Super. Right, let's hope we can entice some more fans. We got through the 10,000th fan supporting our team in six years.
Brilliant.
So, thanks to Rob's reports that have kept a track of who's done what and everything. All I did was count them up. That was nice and easy. So we needed only 60-odd today to break through 10,000, and I think we've got at least three figures, so that must be good.
Excellent.
So that's more fans.
Yeah, definitely the 12th player on the pitch. It does make a difference.
Super. Well, so we can drag some of them along to Bootle next week.
Yeah, fantastic. Cheers, Neil.
Ta.